I'm Alex Chadwick, back with Day to Day. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's Ira Flatow, a regular Thursday guest here on Day to Day. He's the host of NPR Science Friday. Ira, this lame lead-in is to a
We're
piece
having a good laugh, huh?
You wanted to talk about today, about a study says laughter genuinely is the best medicine, or at least it's very good for you. This has been determined by, I guess, a couple of researchers. Tell us about this.
Researchers at the University of Maryland, they wanted to find out if laughter really is good for you. So they got a small group of volunteers together, really small, 20 men and women, average age about 33. They had them watch two different kinds of movies. That one, a very stressful one, like Saving Private Ryan. Others were something like, you know, There's Something About Mary, or that wild bowling farce, you know, Kingpin. And before each showing, before the viewing, they were given an ultrasound test that examined the blood flowing in the main arteries in their upper arms. They were given the same test after the movie, and the results were quite stunning. The average blood flow increased 22% in those who laughed their way through the comedies and decreased 35% in those who cringed their way through the dramas. So the blood vessels constricted in those under stress and dilated in those that laughed.
Well, is this a universal in these test subjects? Don't you get little variations sometimes in these
things?
Yeah,
you usually do, and this is really a small sample. But what was really interesting is that 19 of the 20 volunteers, 19 of them had their blood vessels relaxed after watching the comedies. 14 of the 20 had their blood vessels constrict after watching the mentally stressful movies. So the results were very dramatic, and so dramatic that Dr. Michael Miller, the principal investigator in the study, he said that regular laughter, like a good daily laugh, may be a good way of offsetting the stress of daily life and possibly fighting off hardening of the arteries. And that's why I come on your show, Alex, to get that good daily laugh.
Well, Ira, does this mean we can go back to our profligate ways and live unhealthy lives just so long as you get a couple of jokes at the end of the day?
Well, Dr. Miller, he did prescribe 30 minutes of exercise three times a week. He said you got to do that along with a good 15 minutes of laughter every day. And the interesting part is that he doesn't know how the laughter performs its action on the arteries. Is it through muscle relaxation, or stress-relieving endorphins released into the blood, or perhaps some connection to nitrous oxide, which is known to be involved in dilating blood vessels, see Viagra.
Do I recall that there was a study a while ago that said just smiling is good for you? It releases endorphins in the bloodstream?
Yeah, there was that study, and you may remember back, there's this old story about the editor of the Saturday Review, Norman Cousins, who in 1964, remember that? He was diagnosed with a strange illness, and his doctors prescribed heavy doses of painkillers and bed rest and just hoped for the best, and Cousins didn't believe their diagnosis, and he thought his aches and pains were stress-related, so he set up a movie projector. And he had his nurses run countless hours of Marx Brothers on his projector. And he laughed and laughed and laughed. And to the point, and he wrote a book about this, to the point that he no longer needed painkillers and he could finally get to sleep at night and he recovered. So maybe we'll be hearing our doctors following this study saying, take three I Love Lucy reruns and call me in the morning.
The last laugh from Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, thanks.
You're welcome.